family feuds in a hospital room.
The doctor asked Amanda, could she reveal my uncle's condition? And she said no.
The disrespect was unhealthy.
First, your sister cursed at her.
Yes.
And this is all happening in front of the doctor.
And the girl was sickening.
She slapped my glasses and my baseball cap off my head.
And yes, I struck her and I beat her and I did whatever I needed to do to survive.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Michelle Taylor is suing her cousin, Amanda Kidd, for assaulting her while she was visiting her uncle in the hospital.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 263 on the calendar, in the matter of Taylor versus Kidd.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Young lady, have a seat, please.
Ms. Taylor, the defendant is a cousin of yours?
Yes.
And was it your father who was in the hospital?
No, her father.
Her father?
Right. That was my uncle.
And there came a point when the defendant obtained legal guardianship. When was that, Ms. Kidd?
In December of 2016, his doctor said he could no longer speak for himself because my stepmother was also in the hospital dying, and so my dad needed a legal guardian.
Was his wife in the same hospital?
Yes.
They on the same floor?
No, floors apart.
Did they see each other in the hospital?
No, they were both very ill.
Did he ever recover from his illness?
He did, but he's still sick.
Is he home?
Yes.
Are you still his legal guardian?
After all of this, we went to probate court, and I'm now power of attorney.
And, Ms. Taylor, you came into the hospital.
Yes.
To visit with your uncle. And who were you with?
Me, my mother, and my sister.
On what date?
December the 3rd.
How long had he been in the hospital?
I must say about a week.
And you had already obtained guardianship of him at that time?
At that time, he was in the hospital about almost 2 months.
Had you already obtained
yes.
guardianship
yes.
of your father?
Yes.
When his
yes.
sister and the plaintiff came?
Yes.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me what happened, because you are claiming an assault that took place at the hospital, and the defendant actually says that she was assaulted at the hospital by you and or somebody that you came with. So you want to tell me?
We walked in the room, me, my mother, and my sister, her and another guy that was attending to my uncle. We walked in, we spoke. He was explaining to my mother.
Who did you speak to?
He's supposed to have been a guy that sat there with my uncle because he kept trying
to... An attendant?
Yes. So we left and went upstairs to see my auntie. Her sister called us and we went back downstairs. So we go downstairs. My mother wanted to see the doctor to see, you know, what was wrong with her brother. So...
Well, the doctor can't tell your mother what's wrong with her brother.
See, at this particular time, she said she got guardianship, like, I'm going to say, 5 hours after he got in the hospital.
Who did?
Amanda.
Okay, but she is his guardian.
Exactly.
The doctors can't discuss his medical condition with strangers.
Exactly. We didn't know this at the time. And that's when the doctor asked Amanda, could she reveal my uncle's condition? And she looked up at the doctor or nurse and said no. So by that time, my sister called her
okay.
evil.
So the doctor looked at his guardian,
mm-hmm.
and his guardian said no. No is no. And then what happened?
By that time, my sister called her evil.
Okay. Well, that was pretty stupid, because that's not a place to have a discussion in front of a sick patient who was already sick, because it's not about you. It's
exactly.
not about your mother. It's not about your sister. It's about the patient. So if you want to have a discussion, you have a discussion outside in your kitchen.
Exactly.
Good. You agree that was stupid.
Correct.
Keep going.
So she grabbed her Amanda's leg and
Ooh.
My sister.
Really intelligent.
No, she kicked at her. She kicked at her. When she kicked at her, my sister grabbed her leg and she slipped and fell backwards, which Amanda's brother-in-law picked my sister up. And I was in between them like this. And all I remember is the guy took me out the room because she hit me so hard, she slapped my glasses and my baseball cap off my head. When I got to the nurse's station, they was telling me, you need to go to ER, because my finger was bent all the way back. And I'm like, it's all right, it's all right. But the next morning, I went to the emergency room and they said it was fractured in three different places.
What you're telling me is you got in the middle of a fight.
No, it wasn't no fight.
Well, there was a fight. If you're telling me you're holding the...
No, no.
Just a second. If what you're doing is telling me that your sister picked up her leg...
When she kicked at her.
Just a second. First, your sister cursed at her.
Yes.
And then, according to you, she kicked at your sister but didn't connect.
Correct.
And your sister grabbed at her leg, and your sister fell back, and what happened with her leg?
She was still sitting in the chair because she was still holding on to the chair. My sister let her leg go.
Just a second. Let me understand this. She was sitting.
Yes.
And your sister was standing.
Yes.
And from a sitting position, she kicked
at her.
Out. And your sister pulled her leg... hard, and then your sister slipped and fell backward. And this is all happening in front of the doctor.
Correct.
And then what happened?
Well, I was standing...
Just a second. You were standing like this.
Correct.
Okay. She's sitting...
But by this time, my sister was on the floor already, and my cousin was helping her up off the floor, escorting
her
out the room.
So somebody was helping your sister up off the floor, and she's still sitting holding onto the chair.
Correct.
And... Come on.
I was like this,
remember. Just a second. You're like this holding your hands out.
Exactly.
She's sitting, your sister's getting up.
No, she was standing up by that time.
No, just a second. Well, you didn't tell me she was standing up by that time. Was holding onto the chair.
When she kicked at my sister, yes.
When your sister tried to pull her leg.
Correct.
And then she stood up, and your sister was getting up,
they
right?
They was taking her out.
They were taking your sister out of the room because she had acted out. And what did you do?
In the midst of her kicking at my sister, I had stood up and had my arms out.
Oh.
All I remember was getting hit by a ball cap.
Okay.
And all I remember is him, the guy, the male nurse or whoever he was, taking me out the room. And then that's when I went to the
nurse. Well, took you out of the room and took your sister out of the room.
My cousin took my sister out the room.
Okay. So the cousin took your sister out of the room.
Yes.
A male nurse took you out of the room. Where's your mother?
My mother was still in the room.
She stayed in the room?
Yes.
Let's hear.
Your Honor, the nurse approached me and said, your family would like to know your father's personal information. I said, well, I would be happy to speak to my father's people because I knew it was only so much information my father wanted them to know.
You don't have to go. You've already
and
said
so
that.
The,
so you said
and
no.
So her,
it's perfectly fine for you to say no.
Yes. And so my aunt said, we don't want to speak to her. And so I said, well, then I guess she won't find out. And then her sister struck me as I was sitting down. She said, you're an evil, and she punched at me across my face. That's when I had to kick myself out of the seat. And because I kicked her down on the floor, Michelle Lee, the plaintiff, and the mother all rushed me. The guy that she's speaking on is undercover security. The nurse, they even injured a nurse. Because I was dominating the fight with her sister, she rushed me and she grabbed me. And yes, I struck her and I beat her and I did whatever I needed to do to all three of them to survive. And I suffered an injury.
Let me ask you a question. Were you there with anyone other than the male nurse?
No, I was visiting alone. Okay.
Can I see your medical records?
Yes.
For that date?
This is all my hospital bills.
Medical records.
That is. It's medical records.
Let me have the medical records, please. Thank you.
That's not all. It's all of this. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's it.
Okay.
What date did this happen?
The 3rd or the 4th of December, 2016.
3rd.
The 3rd?
Yes.
Did you go to the hospital that day?
No, I didn't even know I was injured.
Just a second. So the answer is no.
Yeah.
You didn't
go the next
for
day.
2 days later.
Yeah, 2 days.
Did you have any out-of-pocket medical expenses?
No.
So it was all covered by insurance?
Yes.
And is this the same hospital that your father was in?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an elementary school teacher.
Did you go back to school after winter break?
Yes.
Did you go back to school after December the 3rd?
Yes, I just had a sling, that's all. I just had an arm sling.
Okay, Ms. Taylor, I'm not interested in seeing your medical records because I think that you and the two other people that you came with, at least one of them, created a provocative situation where you shouldn't have. Your fault.
Your Honor.
I'm telling you.
I have proof.
You have proof?
Yes.
That what?
That she attacked me because she put it on social media. She put on there that she threatened me if I come to L.A. She put on there she's going to fracture my other hand. All this.
Just a second. You assaulted her. You and your sister.
No.
No. Well, if you have any proof that you and your sister did not assault her, that I'll read.
Okay.
The fact that she threatened you if you come to L.A. and fracture your other hand, that's not proof that you didn't assault her. The three of you came to a hospital room with a sick patient and acted badly. I don't know about your mother. Not sure about your mother. I haven't heard.
She did.
But at least two of you acted badly. She's there alone. It's up to her to say, she can say she's his guardian. She can say, he's not having visitors today. Goodbye. Now, Listen to me. That she can say.
Okay.
You may not like that. Your mother may not like that.
They said that was good that she took guardianship over her body.
Listen to me. Then they can't ask the doctor questions. And your sister had to accept that. If they agree to her taking guardianship, which means they didn't want to be bothered, then they have to agree with her judgment. And her judgment was, if you want to know anything about my father's condition, ask me, not the doctors. The doctor isn't at liberty to discuss his condition with his niece. Now, I will look at your proof that you say that she attacked you in the hospital room.
This one?
Because, you know, I have been wrong. I don't remember when I've been wrong, but I know I've been wrong. Oh, do you know that four females tried to jump me last night at the hospital? Mission impossible. And then she goes on to say they were mad because I had gotten guardianship and refused to let them get information from the doctor directly and told them that if they wanted to know anything, they had to ask me. They got mad, and the daughter actually tried to reach over her mom and hit me. Well, she only scratched me. She said, I jumped up and drop-kicked her sister to the floor. Yes, she tried to attack me, but they had to pick her up off the floor. Her sister, mom, and even dad's daughter rushed me, and I had my phone in my hand and cracked her sister in the face and hands and told her, don't ever run up on me. The nurse intervened and told them they are not about to fight me, and security started grabbing them. So I was one scratch on my face. So all she got was one scratch on her face. But one of their fingers is broken, and I'm certain that cousin will never attempt to something me again because clearly she was on the floor. So, you think this helps your case?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
you have to show me that you paid for the entire month of August in the apartment that you were living in together.
At the moment, I don't have...
This is the only moment. This is the court moment.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Michelle Taylor says her cousin, Amanda Kidd, attacked her while she was visiting her uncle in the hospital. Amanda is countersuing, also for assault.
So, you think this helps your case?
But she is telling everybody, it's not just that. She done had a warrants put out on me and my mother and my sister. We didn't talk to one. She done had warrants put out on her own siblings.
I don't care. But we are here to civil court today. I have to make a judgment. Criminal court never ruled on this. I would be bound by their decision if they found one or the other of you guilty of anything because their burden of proof is much higher. But they never did. I'm telling you, you and your group were in the wrong. And the fact that somebody else, listen to me, the fact that somebody else, your sister and you, got the worst of the bargain as a result of this fight doesn't mean that you didn't start it.
We did not start it.
Complaint is dismissed. Judgment on the counterclaim for $250. We're done. Thank you.
Why does that excuse me? Step out.
Because they like to dominate everyone in the family, and they can't dominate me. So
my cousin Amanda, she's the devil.
The truth was shared today, and it was told, and we know the truth.
Don't nobody on our side of the family like her. Don't nobody on her mother's side.
Best guardian. And so it is.
It's her. It's no one else in the family, just her.
They are all habitual liars, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say.
It's not over.
And now, the next case.
20-year-old Sabrina Gubik is suing her ex-roommate, 25-year-old Andrew Cajas, for the return of rent and for bank fees.
Ms. Kubik, you rented a room in an apartment from the defendant.
Yes, Your Honor.
And it is your claim that you were forced to move mid-month.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because the defendant and his family moved out, and you had already paid that month's rent.
Yes, Your Honor.
The defendant says, well, he's not responsible for that because you could have stayed there in the apartment because the rent was fully paid for that month that he moved out. So it was your choice to leave. And he's got a counterclaim. And let me understand the counterclaim. Your counterclaim is that the plaintiff had some friends over, and after her guests left, the glasses who belonged to your...
little brother.
...were missing.
Yes, ma'am.
And you believe that she's responsible for those glasses because she didn't take the glasses, but one of her guests probably did. And since she invited them, that makes her responsible for them.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your counterclaim. Hmm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When I came home, there was her friends in the apartment living room, and I just asked her, you know, if we were going to have a party, and she said yes.
Move on with the story? I want you to tell me why you think she's responsible for your brother's missing glasses.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sabrina Gubik says ex-roommate Andrew Cajas owes for the return of rent and bank fees. Andrew is countersuing for stolen glasses.
So what I want you to do is tell me, Mr. Cajas, what month did you move out, month and year?
The month of August, 2017.
Ms. Gubik had paid you rent for the month of August, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
She paid that to you on the first of the month?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did she pay you?
$600.
That was the sublet fee for her room. How long had she been living with you?
For a total of 3 months.
When you moved out, did you move into an apartment in the same complex?
Yes, ma'am. Two doors down.
Was it a larger apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you invite the plaintiff to move with you into the larger apartment?
Yes, ma'am.
She declined?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
For what reason? I'm just curious.
I already had arrangements to go somewhere else starting September, so I didn't want to pack up all my stuff in the apartment we were in and then move it to the apartment that he transferred
to. Move twice.
And then have to move back out in September to where I was going.
Okay. So this is what you have to prove to me, because if what your excuse is for not giving her back her August rent, and while she's only asking for $421, which is the prorated rent, she could have sued for the entire $600, which I would have entertained. You have to show me that you paid for the entire month of August in the apartment that you were living in together. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Show me.
At the moment, I don't have...
This is the only moment. This is the court moment. Do you understand? Because if you paid the entire month's rent, then the landlord would have no right to put her out.
I don't have receipts.
Then she's entitled to $421, which is exactly what she's suing for. Do you understand?
I understand.
Does that make perfect sense to you?
It does make sense, ma'am.
It makes sense to you, Bert?
Makes sense to me, Judge.
$421. Now, I'm going to deal with your countersuit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, in order for her to be responsible for your brother's missing glasses, you have to show me some connection.
Yes, ma'am.
Show me.
So the day that the glasses went missing, I was currently at work. My girlfriend was at home, and when I came home from work, I stopped by. It was just her, and I told her I was going to go to the gym.
And?
When I came home, there was her friends in the apartment living room, and I just asked her, you know, if we were going to have a party, and she said yes.
Move on with the story? I want you to tell me why you think she's responsible for your brother's missing glasses.
Towards the end of that day, everybody left, and my brother told me maybe a day later, saying that that day his glasses went missing.
Okay, good. She's not responsible for your brother's glasses. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $421. We're done. Thank you.
All right, is our excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
They had mentioned it to me when he believed that they went missing.
I really do feel like she was responsible for the glasses going missing.
But he had also told me that he had checked at their work, at the restaurants they had been to that day.
It went missing during the time her friends came over to the apartment.
So they really weren't sure if they went missing, like when I had friends over.
They didn't just walk out of the house.
Or if they went missing, like, during the day.
I want to come home and just live my life and not worry about things getting stolen.